Hello.
Good morning. Is this Alex?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Alex? It's John.
What's up, John?
How was your weekend?
Okay, until I got a fucking note from my buddy who does my stuff that you guys got a ton of freaking bad reviews.
We had a 4.5 with 1,000 reviews on Google. I mean, I ain't going to sit here and say we're perfect, but we're pretty damn
good. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, we're right next to
nobody's
Google,
perfect.
Alex. We're a Google partner. So I'm the one who set up your account. I mean, I've been Google certified myself for 12 years. I don't know about your marketing guy, but...
I told him to go pound salt, actually, a little bit. in a nice way, because we're very good friends.
Yeah.
So I says, listen, you got a business that's having a hard time right now. So and you didn't listen to my advice when I told you not to get into Dryer Vent Wizard. So you know what, you do your thing, I'll do mine.
Alex, it's designed to guarantee success. It's literally.
I hope so,
to
John.
It's Google Guarantee. I mean, it's
That's what I told them.
Yeah, it's the only guarantee you get in marketing for anything for your money. You know, a lot of these guys, they just, I'll put you up there. If you get something, good luck. But if you don't get something, they're not going, we're accountable. We're going to get in there and help you. Same thing with the Home Advisor thing. You know, those guys are just reselling you stuff. They're giving to 4 or 5 other people. So they're killing that before you even get on the phone with them. So I just need you to trust me. Once I get you to the other side of the leads and you see the quality of the leads and the jobs start coming through, I mean, I know you won't use anything else. You'll take that Home Advisor in Town Square and tell them to shove it.
Town Square, we already told we canceled.
Good.
So are you picking the website up? Are you taking care of that?
Yeah, I got you. I told you that when I signed you up that I was going to make sure you had everything that they were providing for you, and I matched their price. So that way, because once we get into your Google business profile, they're not going to be able to do anything anyway. It's just going to kick them out of there.
Right, but I own the domain with them.
So that's what I needed to talk to you about. So we had an interview scheduled for tomorrow at this time, and they had canceled it because of the concerns you were having. Do you want me to reschedule that for tomorrow? Because what we're going to need to do is get access to that domain so we could host it for you.
Yeah.
The website.
What do I got to do? Do I got to sign a release? What do I got to do? Because I don't want to lose that.
Don't panic.
What's that?
They'll walk you through it, but don't panic. I know I can understand the concern. We might end up having to rebuild it. I don't know what Town Square is going to do or what you said to them, but we'll see what happens with the content on it. A lot of times they'll just go, here, you need a host, and they'll leave the content. Once you have a host, it's fine. It just transfers over. But sometimes those companies, they get a little nasty when you cut them. They go, we built all this stuff, so they just remove the content and they give you the domains. Either way, whatever happens, what I'm doing right now is I'm just going to take a bunch of screenshots of your website, and then I'll forward that to my website guy. So if it does go down, we already know what it looks like before it goes down, and then he could just mimic that and get it back up and running.
I'm not going to lose the reviews, am I?
No. On your Google business profile? Heck no. Those aren't going anywhere. You're talking about your 24 reviews that you have on Google?
Well, yeah. I don't want somebody to go looking for an excavator. My name doesn't pop up and then I'm fucked. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's going to be a little interim or something, I know, but...
Right now, that's the case. I mean, they're not going to see you if they look up excavation.
It's no good, man. I got to get seen right away.
Okay, that's
I'm
what
not a big
going to do. Well, you're going to be right at the top of the screen. But the thing that the reason I'm saying you're right about that intermission is because we got work to do, right? The whole point of that interview tomorrow was to go over your Google Guaranteed application. I need you to fill out that application. I was hoping we could have got that done over the weekend.
I never got it.
Oh, yeah. It's in your email. I could resend it to you, too, right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it came through.
Resend it, because I was looking for it.
I got
it. It wasn't with the receipt. It wasn't with the receipt.
Yeah, yeah, it came. It was. It comes with your email.
Fuck.
It comes to your email. It's a link in there, and it'll say, "Click here for your Google Guarantee application."
Okay. All right. I got it in my old mail.
Yeah. Don't panic. I'm gonna resend it to you too. Don't stress out. Okay.
Dude, I'm stressing out because I'm. You know what I'm doing? I'm running around right now, making sure I could go to work on Wednesday. I took tomorrow off, thinking it's pour down rain. It's not going to rain till the end of the day, and I got to get at least one job done a week because that's just the way it is. You know, I sold a job on Saturday, and if I'm not working now during the good times right now, I'm screwing myself. So I'm out hustling, talking to people, and doing what I got to do. You know.
Yeah.
So
no, I gotcha. I know. I had a good talk with our CEO about you. I was like, this guy, he always tells me, he's like, you run into these guys and they cuss a lot. He's like, just don't work with them because they're going to be cussing at our reps. And I'm like, you don't get it. Alex might cuss, but he's okay. He's a good guy. I'm like, I really like this guy. He used to play football. He was telling me his whole story. So he was like, all right, you know, but I'm going to have more
construction.
Personal touch.
He doesn't know construction, that guy.
It's a white-collar world, you know.
Exactly.
I always tell him, like, I speak blue-collar because I come from a blue-collar world. So just let me... I'll talk to him, you know. He's like, all right, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Why do you think everybody hates Trump?
Yeah, because he just says what he wants, right? But I like him.
he's unfiltered, right?
Yeah.
He says
yeah.
like it is, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, let me tell you, I've done some research on the man. He's a good guy, and he's a typical general contractor. His famous words is, I'll catch you on the next one. With his sub-trades. I'll catch you on the next one. So he leaves all his sub-trades unpaid to keep them on the hook, and then he catches them on the next one, gives them a little tweak on the next one. I'll catch you on the next one. That's all the GC's favorite line. I'll catch you on the next one. That's why I don't work for him anymore. Yeah, they leave so much money on the table and they don't give it to you, so you stay with them. And you're at their beck and call. I'm telling you, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. So,
I know.
But anyway, okay, well, when I'm done, I got to drop off an invoice to a customer. When I'm done, I'm going home and getting on the computer and doing that. So.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing, Alex. Promise me this, okay? Do not stress yourself out. I don't want you getting set. The whole point of you, I want you to be reassured that I got you, okay? That's the whole point of you signing up with us. You hired us to do this job. So don't stress out. But yes, you do want to fill out that form. I'm going to resend it to you. And then we got a client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 10 and 11 Eastern Standard Time. And we'll jump on and we're going to go over it. So I just need you to fill out that paper and then give us that hour in the morning of your undivided attention tomorrow.
You got it.
Okay? The rest of it's going to get taken care of. I'm on it already.
All right, John. I appreciate it.
All right, Alex. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day, okay?
You too, buddy. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.